Hi, I'm Nancy Dufresne. Welcome to our podcast channel. We know you'll be blessed by today's message.
In Ephesians 1:16 is recorded what Paul prayed. I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And we could say this, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of who you are in him. Amen. Right? The eyes of your understanding, or the eyes of your spirit being enlightened. What's that mean? This has got to dawn on your spirit. You can't just read it as something on a page and spend it. It has to become revelation for it to become yours. The eyes of your understanding or spirit being enlightened, that you may know, number one, what is the hope of his calling. What's that mean? We could say it this way, that you may know who you are in him. Because we're in him, we're called in him. That you may know what is the hope of his calling. Number two, that you may know what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. What's that mean? Everything you need's in the glory. Everything. That you may know what belongs to you, because you belong to him. And the glory flow is your flow. And number three, that you may know what is exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. The exceeding greatness, what's that mean? It exceeds every other power. And it just doesn't barely exceed it. It greatly exceeds it. So calling the power that is ours because we're in Christ. What's that mean? We can do some things. We are authorized, empowered to do some things. And we need revelation of that. So basically, Paul was praying that you would see who you are in Christ, what you have because you're in Christ, and what you can do because you're in Christ with that power. When it says the exceeding greatness of his power, for it to be the greatest power, that means every other power is lesser. And we have to look upon every other power that's not God's power as far lesser. And magnify the greater power. Talk of the greater power. Because the power you talk of and give your attention to is the power that will flow for you. If you talk about the power of worry, power of fear, power of the past, those kinds of things that people will give place to, there's a greater power to tap into. Let's not focus and give any place to the lesser power. Amen. But know this, Paul said, this has to dawn on your spirit. Why is that? Because no person's revelation is yours. It has to be revelation to you. Just because it's your pastor's revelation, it's not yours. Dad Hagen made a statement at one time, and he said, I went down to death's door before I got the revelations I have. But he said, my revelations aren't yours. All I can do is tell you what's been revealed to me, but I can't reveal it to you. Only the Spirit can reveal to you. Amen. What's that mean? He takes it and makes it a living thing in you. And Paul said, pray, that faith does not come by prayer. But revelation can come by prayer. And revelation carries faith with it. Because when it's revealed, the faith is there. So we don't pray for faith for people, but we pray for revelation, because the faith is in the revelation. The revelation is a conductor of the faith of God. And when people struggle in their Christian walk, they walk with God, then they fall back. Then they walk with God, and then they fall back. And they walk with God, and they fall back. What's the problem? Well, they just need to straighten up. No, lack of revelation. Because revelation changes everything about the way you respond in life. Amen. And so we pray. We pray for people instead of scolding them for not doing better. Amen. So it's important. Because Paul said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give. This is given to you. But we have to, if I could say this, when we show ourselves hungry, it makes us good receivers of what He has to give. If we're apathetic or casual or indifferent, He doesn't withhold, but we can't receive with that attitude. Our attitude sets our ability to receive some things. Amen. And He longs to give because He knows if they'll just get it, if they'll receive this into their heart, the struggle's over. If they'll be a doer of what they receive, the struggle's over. And you don't run and run from counseling meeting to counseling meeting to, I'm not against counseling. I'm just saying, once you know some things. And you're done going from crisis to crisis, struggle to struggle. When things dawn on your spirit, you say, well, Pastor Nancy, how can I position myself for that? Well, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, so that you may observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then you make your way prosperous. Then you have good success. God's not mentioned in that verse, and the devil's not mentioned in that verse, but your success is. The law of success is laid out in that verse. What's the law of success? Well, you're spoken of five times. The word is referred to three times. So what we do with the word is the law of success. What we do with the word. And when we meditate on it, we are opening up our spirit for the Holy Ghost to reveal what we hadn't seen before. I remember years ago, one night just laying in bed before I'd fallen off to sleep, and God said this to me, talk to me about my word. Talk to me about my word. Why? Because so much of the time, if we're not careful, when we go to God, we're talking our difficulty. We're talking our obstacles. We're talking what's in our way. We're talking the need. And it's not that He doesn't want us to make requests. He invites us to make requests. But we will address the request different when we already know something about the Word. Talking to Him about the Word. There was an account of a minister talking to, if I could say this, an older saint that in the earlier part of the 1900s, she was in on Azusa Street and all these, she was just in on some earlier workings of that century. And as a much, much older woman, this one minister asked her, what's the difference between the way the church prays today and the way the church prayed in those younger years when you were part of these prayer groups? She said this. She said, today, when Christians go to pray, they're trying to settle down on the word. Meaning, they're trying to talk themselves into believing it. Yeah. She said, before we even went to prayer, we were already settled on the word. Then we came to prayer settled. We weren't there trying to talk ourselves into believing something. We went there believing. Well, we talked to him about his word. Talked to him about his word. This is what he wants to do, is he wants to give these revelations to us, but we have to be interested enough to him to talk about his word. And then when someone is not interested enough, we can pray for these Ephesians prayers and the other prayers of the epistles for believers, because it will put that in proximity of them to where everywhere they turn, there's a dealing, an influence of the word and an influence of those prayers being prayed. It starts influencing them towards God's direction, and they start hungering toward God when they weren't maybe hungry before. I remember being about 4 years old the first time, 3 to 4 years old, and it happened more than once. At the house that we lived in, there was a plowed ground around that particular home. And it was a small town we lived in, maybe a couple hundred people. And that ground was my playground. That dirt field was my playground. I mean, we would dig holes, you know, you play baseball, you know, climb the trees. Mother just threw you outside. You weren't allowed to come in all day. She'd throw you out in the morning and don't come back in. Mom, I'm thirsty. There's a water hose. And it was at those times I would take that water hose and I'd go out to that field and I would make mud pies. And I remember so distinctly a couple of different occasions, I'm out making mud pies in the field, and all of a sudden the presence of God would come on me. I didn't know what it was. I recognized something about a nearness of God. And I'd run in the house and I'd go to the bookcase and I'd pull out a Bible. I couldn't read. And I'd run and put that in my lap and just pretend like I turned the pages and go down and pretend like I was reading the Bible. What was that? The influence of God's presence. When we pray for people who weren't interested, we can surround them with the influence of His presence, and they will want Him. Amen. Well, so we're here tonight. I was just prompted to, let's just spend some time praying. One of the things that God said to me probably about 20 to 25 years ago, in fact, we were up in Canada. We were at the church of those friends of ours. And I was in the hotel room, and the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, you must labor in prayer to receive the revelations that belong to this era. Notice that. Labor in prayer to receive the revelations. Notice he didn't say, so that I'll give. He's already given. It's looking for a receiver. We're looking for a receiver. A receiver. And Pastor Debbie, it was your husband that said, maybe you can help me with this as I tell it to make sure I'm getting it right. But he had, I don't know if it was a dream or a vision about the angels going. They were carrying something through the earth. Do you remember this? He's told me about it a couple of times because it stood out to me. Either a dream or a vision that he had. And he saw angels carrying something through the earth. And they would stop with certain people and open up what was in what they were carrying and deposit it to the people. And they would stay with those people, and then after a while they'd move on, pick up what they had and go to a different location. And he said, God, what is that? He said, they're looking for places for the oracles of God to be distributed. That as long as the people honor the oracles, they'll stay with them. But if they quit honoring what God's doing and do something different, and they veer from the oracles of God, the angels were taking those and going somewhere else with them. What's that mean? We want to be someone who hears, yes, perceives, and is willing to move with what God is doing in this era. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's just spend a little bit of time praying. Yes. How about that? Yes. Hallelujah. You can be seated if you want, or whatever is suited to you. But I'm going to ask you this. Stay in step with what the rest of the people in the room are doing. That's going to get us to the best place. Okay? Because we all have maybe different personalities of how we may pray. But just be aware. Let's just all move together. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's just raise up our hands. And Jesus, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We worship you. Just lift up your voice and worship him. Just lift up your voice. Let's worship him. Jesus, we worship you. We glorify you. We thank you so much for the precious price you paid. You did pay it all. And we receive it all. And we move with it all. Everything that's in your heart. Everything that's in your heart. We move with it. We thank you. Now, Jesus, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we give you thanks. We honor you. We magnify you. We worship you. Father, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done. Your plan in this time, we invite it into our nation, into our own home states, into our communities. We pray your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and that you raise up those in this nation, in the political scene, who will move with your plan and bless the people. You said, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. God our Savior, not government our Savior, not political party our Savior, not any other outlet our Savior, God our Savior. You are our Savior. And we call upon you for your plan as our Savior to work in the earth in every nation, in this nation, in our state, in our community. We invite your plan, for you are the Savior. God, our Savior. God, our Savior. God, our Savior. We worship you as our Savior. We worship you as our Savior. You are our Savior. We thank you, Father. We're not confused about that. And we're not disheartened by any other outlet that would try to act as Savior. You're our Savior. Therefore, we are saved. And we thank you. And we ask of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. And you make bright clouds or lightnings, and you give us showers of rain. We believe you for it. We believe you for it. We believe you for it. And we pray, Lord of the harvest, that you raise up laborers to send forth into the harvest. And we thank you that the angels are working to bring everything needed in this last day harvest of great souls, the miracles, the healing power, the funds, the equipment, the supply, everything that's needed. We thank you. We thank you that it comes. We thank you that it comes. And as you said to me, Father, that we are to labor in prayer to receive the revelations that belong to this era, we lift this up before you. We lift this up. We lift up the voices that you would use in bringing forth those revelations. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Masta asta aja atabosto osto gogo ante este kikiye. Masta kakaye. Masta kakaye. Masta karya do ko chikiki ana macha asta aye. Mole menji osto de este de este as asta asta. Asta, asta, majdone, kiki, adabostone, ma, stiki, ete, estiki, kia, astata, astataye, 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 masta kakakaya, the bosone, kiki, kie, masta kakakaya, the bosone, kiki, masta karya, the basa kakakaye. Stepping over, stepping over, stepping over into that and higher flow. Asa many, many. I lift up the many to step over. Asta into that higher flow. Asta onyo namo ototo. Asa. Asta da 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 kaye, asta kakakakaya da basakarya. Or steps ordered of the Lord, steps ordered of the Lord, steps ordered of the Lord, ordered of the Lord into the highest flow. Asta asta ayada basa, asta da 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 da. Oza oza da da da. Ancha asatoto o sototo manchikikie asta asta tototo kokokoye a asta tatataye asta tatakaye asta tataye asta kakaya de bo osote ese kikie a ba ba asta tototo ese de kikie. Astanda, machada boko boko yata pasaye etete. And the doors to those nations stay open longer. The doors stay open longer. Asta da 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 da. Not closed yet. Not closed yet. Not closed yet. Asta da 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 doko ye. Asta da 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 doko este kikiye. Asta da da the mercy of God holding those doors open. Asta the mercy of God holding those doors open. Asa da 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 Asta asanda da da tokoye asa da da doko chikikia ancha to 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 sto sto to 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 ye asa to choko te pesti kikikie ancha to 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 o so to 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 koshti asto oh ha ha Oh, we thank you, Masada da 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 osote eseki enchi enchi osto asnopo oshe eseki kikia amba ba 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 le 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 kikia asoto to 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 ye asata ta ta ka ye ancho to 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 ko ye asto to 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 ye Asata to to ko 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 ya da basata kaye. Apa chaka ta ta to sti ki 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 ye. Aso to 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 ko sto ko 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 ya ata da da basata ta ye. Apa cha. Osto. Asata to. Ostote te besti kiki ata posto te este kie a sototo. Ostototototo osti kiki kie. Baba baba stanta te 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 koko koko ya da bassa karya. A za ta 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 ko ostoto choko. A sa ta ta ye. Oh, so to 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 ko shiki kiki adabasa nda osto chiki esti kiki atapaye. Ah, so to to ye apa pa bashi esti kiki ye osto ti esti ki antaka kaka stagari adaboso chiki kiki Ah, so to 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 ko 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 ye. Ah, so to 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 ko 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 ye. Ah, za da 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 ba ka ka ye. Ah, za da ba ka 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 ya da mo son de ese ke ki. Ah, stan ka ya da mo to o so ko 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 ye. Ma ba 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 she ki ki ye. Ah, za da 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 mo so ko ria da ba ka ria da ba sa ka ria da. Ah, ba cha ka da ba ka 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 ya da ba sa ta 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 ta. Ah, za da 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 o son de. Moncho to, maza tata, maza do, shibi, esete, astampata, stadadadana, monono, monana, manana, masata, manja, no moko kokoye, aza do, kokoye, de besse, de kikia, aza na moto to, ye. Ancha da baka kaka ye asa to 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 ko 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 ya da basa karya se ke kiki ye na ma basa da ri kiki ye ma kasha karya se kiki ye ma kasha da ri kiki ye ma sa da ko ko ye na ma Oh, de kikia, asa na tata, mosho to makakaya na moso de kikia asa, aja na mama, so de stepping out of the darkness into the light, stepping out of the darkness into the light, asta ye, stepping out of the darkness and into the light, asta ye, anja, oh do, mini, basta taye, maza da 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 koko, oh zodo, aza da da koko, ye de besti kiki ye, asto on choko, osto konte be eshete kiki ye, maza da 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 kaka ya da boson de kiki ye, mazdo koko ya da basta da 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 ka.
And we lift up the pastors. We lift up the pastors of the era, the pastors of this era. Asta kaye, asta, asata tay, este, 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 atataye, asataye, that they perceive, they see, they see, they see, they see, they see, they see, they hear. Astaye. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, yada, your highest flow, your highest flow. Asta da 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 kokoye. Asta ka 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 ya da basa da 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 ka ya da besi kiki ye. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-shte, ezete, ezete. Anja da da ka ye. Asta da 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 kokoko ya da basa da da di kiki ya da baso do 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 eshte kiki. Enchi, ete de besi kiki ya. Asta ka ka ye, este kiki. Astamba da da doye, astanja kakaye, astanda da toye, azata, 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 ahaha, astaye, eseke kikia, amba jada da da, oh jada da kakaye, oh jada da 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 koko koko ye, azata da 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 kakakaye ye. Mama mama shekaria da bakaria shekaria sekiki kiye mama mama ka shekiki ye aza da 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 kokoko ye aza to 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 so to to ye ama papa shaka da 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 so kokoko ye aja da bakoko ya da basanda ya da basoria da bakaria da bakoria da bakaria na ma those strategies of the enemy revealed. Strategies of the enemy exposed. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for those angels dealing with that strategy. Those strategies. Astaye aborting them. Astaye the besigigie. Dealing with those. So we don't, as a people, have to deal with those. In this nation. We thank you. The word says about Jesus in Hebrews chapter 1, it says he was anointed with the oil of gladness above his brethren. And there was a reason, because he loved righteousness and he hated iniquity. What you develop an offense against, God can't use you to help there. We are clear on what the standard of the word is. We're not confused. Because society does not set our standard. Society changes daily on what their standard is. That's why it's such a blessing to have the standard of the word, because we're set. We're set on truth. So we're not confused. And just because others are doesn't mean we are. But, and I want to say this specifically about the government. If you become offended and it becomes, the words become harsh, God will have to go to somebody else to help with that. I'm reminded of one story that was told about a particular person that was mightily used in prayer. And there was someone telling, the person that prayed was not telling it, but someone else was telling it about the person that prayed. They were telling it to me. And they said that this person had two angels in the room. And the angels and the praying person saw the angels. And the angels were discussing something and said, "Do you think it's safe to let them know about this government issue?" And the other angel answered back to the angel that asked that and said, "Yes, it's safe because she has never spoken against the government." Oh,
there you go. Come on. Yes. There it is.
Amen. So that heaven could trust her to not be colored by opinion, personal opinion, and influence, but just God's will be done. God's will, not my will. Am I saying we're mindless? We're not mindless. But I'm saying know the difference. And make sure that your words don't cause you to have to be bypassed in being employed in certain things. Because if you develop an offense,
God can't flow through it.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And don't take your beliefs from a media who builds their business on strife.
Yes.
They plant strife where there was no strife. They imagine strife where there was no strife. They do that. That's how they get paid. That's how they get paid. And I'm not saying all do that, but I'm saying you have to. Don't fall into that low way of defining your thinking. We live by the word. We live by the word. We're not confused. We're not troubled. We just live by the word. Amen. And that just settles everything for us. Just settles it for us. I don't have to wonder, well, you don't know what's happened to that. No, no. Past is gone. Past is gone. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want God to be able, when he needs someone to say something, that he can trust our words. Amen. And it does matter. It does matter. It does matter. Why? Because bitter and sweet waters can't come out of the same flow. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. 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 I was just reading some of this today from E.W. Kenyon's book called In His Presence. I'll just read a little bit of the excerpts if I could. He writes, some have said that prayer is the greatest opportunity ever afforded to a man that's in Christ. Since this is true, then you can understand why there would be enemies to stand in the way of your prayer life. You can understand why the adversary would make it his business to see that the prayer life of an individual, the prayer life of a church, should be ineffective. Satan would not be a good general. He would not be a strategist against the prayer life unless the prayer life should be destroyed. Listen, he fights our prayer life more than anything else because he's the one that suffers from it the most. You conduct business with heaven based on what heaven shows and what heaven knows and what heaven reveals. And then Kenyon goes on and says, a church is as powerful as its prayer life. Dad Hagen made a statement in a service once. He said, when a church hits high center, you know what high center is?
Yeah.
I've been on high center before. Daddy would drive his pickup out through his fields to look at his crops. And he would have mounds of dirt. And based on what the weather had done, sometimes he would go up and get stuck, and it hits the frame of the pickup. And so the front tires aren't touching and the back tires aren't touching. It's stuck on the frame. It's called high center. And Dad Hagen said, when a church hits high center, what's he saying? It's not moving. It'll seem to go forward a little bit, then it'll go back, just teeter-totter. But it won't make progress. It'll just kind of sit in a tottering up and back position. He said, prayer is how you get over that point.
That's good. Amen.
So E.W. Kenyon says, a church is as powerful as its prayer life. The men and women who learn the secret of reaching the throne, getting the ear of God, become dangerous to the hosts of darkness. Martin Luther's prayers gave birth to the Reformation. His knowledge and experience of the new birth would not have given birth to that mighty upheaval in Germany unless that man had had a prayer life. When John Knox cried, "Give me Scotland or I die," and when Martin Luther said, "I will not let go of you, God, until you give me Germany," God heard him. And God is as easily reached now as he ever was. It is not a problem of education. It's a problem of knowing your rights and privileges and then daring to enter the throne room facing God with the needs of the world. Every one of us has a place in the prayer life. God has no unused members. There isn't a useless member in the physical body. Neither is there in the spiritual body of Christ. God has planned with divine wisdom the body of Christ. And the moment that you are born into that body, you have your place in which to function. If anyone thinks that because of lack of training or of lack of this or that, he hasn't a place, he's deluded by the enemy. You have a place. With that place comes responsibility. And with responsibility comes a reward or demerit. If you do not take your place in the family of God, in the church, and begin to function, the body of Christ is weakened because of it. Your business is to find your place and fill it. Until you do, you'll pay a price. I want you to know, my brother, my sister, that the price you pay for staying out of the will of God is expensive. You may pay in sickness. You may pay in loss of money. You may pay in unhappiness with your loved ones. For you can't be the protected one and the cared for one as long as you're standing outside the Lord's will for you. So take your place. I remember probably about, my goodness, 35 years or so ago, I was having a nagging physical symptom, nothing incapacitating, just something just a nuisance. And one day the Spirit of God said to me, if you'll take time to pray, that will be healed. So I went aside and I knew he didn't mean pray for my healing. I knew he meant yield to a flow of prayer. To spend time in prayer. And I went aside and began to pray. And when I did, every symptom left. That recurring nagging was gone. And as a younger Christian, that confused me. Because to me, it looked like by praying, I earned healing. And I thought, something's wrong about that. Because I don't have to pray long enough to earn healing that's already been provided. And later I realized that God had been dealing with me to spend more time in prayer. And because I had been neglecting it, I was in disobedience. And because I was in disobedience, then the symptoms had a right to stay. I wasn't earning healing. I was stepping into obedience. I was stepping into obedience. And it was the disobedience that had opened the door for the symptoms. Anytime we know to do something and we're not doing it, there's going to be an effect of that. And it will show up in a way that many times you won't even connect the dots. I did not realize that me not spending that time in prayer that he was dealing with me about would show up in my body.
That's good. Very good.
But when the devil has access, he doesn't have to ask your permission of how he attacks. He can attack any arena. And this is where many people miss it. Anything that God's dealing with us about, obey, 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 because that's our safety. That's our safety. The will of God, the plan of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Some are having physical issues, financial issues, marital issues, family issues, not due to a lack of faith, but sometimes a lack of fulfilling what God's dealing with them about. Obedience. Obedience opens doors to God's best, and obedience closes doors to the enemy.
Amen.
Amen. Prayer is the will of God for every one of God's people. And it's, don't fall into a thing that some are called to pray. everyone, no, there's no such thing as people are called to pray like they're called to the fivefold ministry. Some are apostles. Some are prophets. Some evangelists. Some pastors, teachers. But God tells all of us, pray without ceasing. Why? Because the prayer work calls for everyone, not just some. Not just some. It calls for us all. Amen. And sometimes you're not healed because you pray. You're not prosperous because you pray, but because you obey. 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 Prayers don't earn something from God. It's an act of obedience to the word. And obedience positions us for God's best, and disobedience positions us to be robbed from. Yeah, right. Yeah. So E.W. Kenyon goes on and says this, give yourself to meditation, prayer, and study of the word. Don't allow anything to stand in the way of you finding your place. Life will not mean much to you outside of the will of God. The big thing of life is to be in the will of God. Yes. There are only two ways of getting acquainted with God, through the word and through prayer. If we don't take the time to pray, we're losing out. We can't say that we have no responsibility in prayer, for we do. To see need is to step up and pray. We can't plead that we have too much work to do, because we can pray while we work. We can't put up with the plea that we do not know how, for we can learn if we choose to. Yes. To disobey prayer is to disobey the call of our Father. The prayer responsibility today is the most important thing of our lives. He writes, did you ever realize that there are men and women who are defeated and breaking down in their businesses, breaking down their homes and spiritual lives because the church hasn't prayed? We have been occupied with our own pleasures and dreams, and men and women are staggering under the burdens that should have been carried and dealt with through God's people. He says, do not let this simply awaken you for a moment, but let prayer become like your eating, your business, or your home. If you're a mother or a wife and you live at home, there are certain duties you can perform every day with your family, but the greatest duty you'll ever perform for your family will be the prayer duty. Prayer should be as natural as breathing and as enjoyable as eating. Oh, we can tag on to that. Foodies. We can call ourselves prayies. How people enjoy certain, yeah. So it should be enjoyable. If it's not enjoyable, we're doing it wrong. So just know this, if it seems as a hardship, you're being duped. You're being duped because it is the greatest pleasure to be with Him. Amen. Prayer should be as unconscious as our communication with each other. What's this mean? It's not formal and rigid and calculated and legalistic. Now, it can carry an order, and it should. It should have some order to it so that it's completed. It should not be the child only of need, but should be based on a spiritual fellowship with the Father and with the Master, so that our needs are His needs. And we are not our own, we are part of Him. Our body is not our own. The property we control is not our own. Our abilities are not our own. They're for Him. So we are laboring together with Him. And what we've considered personal needs are really His needs. I can't tell you the number of times after Ed died, I got a love letter from the IRS, and it was so love filled that a regular envelope couldn't hold it. A legal size, it took a a manila envelope. What, is that what you call it? Yes, yes. And go, I, you know, you just see the sender and you go, I am so loved. But I dare not open it until I choose. Because I already had 6.5 million calling out. And this wasn't a ministry thing. This was a personal, you know, thing. And I didn't, you know, I didn't know too much about where things stood. So I just held it up before I opened it up. Can I tell you that? You won't struggle with it after it's open if you'll know what to do before it's open.
Amen.
We are in tax season right now, aren't
we?
Monday. I love something Morgan was telling me that Dr. Winston said. He said Jesus did not touch into his personal resources to pay his taxes. He said, you go over there, you get a fish. Meaning this, I'm not touching what comes. So he said, every year my wife and I release our faith for extra, outside of our regular income to meet that need, because that's how Jesus showed it to be done. Then you're not offended at paying your taxes because it didn't touch into your personal resources. It didn't rob from your personal resources. It was in addition to your personal resources. Jesus set us a pattern, didn't he? I don't know why I got off on taxes. Yes, thank you. Thank you for... You get a brownie button. So I said, Father, you got mail.
Yes.
I can't do this. I don't even know what's in this, but I can't do it. But you've already supplied for it. You've already supplied for it. You've got mail. Not my problem. My faith, not my problem. My faith, not my problem. I bring my faith. I don't pick up a problem. I pick up my faith. I don't pick up the problem. And it was very, very abundant. Big numbers.
Yeah.
Big numbers. You know, like what are they? What is that game show? Big numbers. Big numbers. Big numbers. What game show is it? I don't remember. What is it? Wheel of Fortune. Big numbers. Big numbers. Well, the wheel was big. And whenever I didn't do anything but just say, I thank you, Father, for taking care of it. And I don't care how you take care of it. I don't tell God how to take care of it. I don't say, give me money. He's got a lot of ways. He got a lot of ways. And I'm not going to use my limited thinking to box him in. However you do it. I'm not going to tell you how to do it. I just know there's a supply. That's all I know. And it was maybe 2 weeks later, I got a follow-up letter. And this one was in a little envelope, a regular legal size, not a manila folder. And it had, let me calculate how to say this. I'll just say it. Well, it was about 10% of what the original contact had been. About 10%. 10%. They just said, this is all you owe. I didn't contact him. I didn't call him. I didn't do anything. I just let supply work. My need was his need. If it's important to you, it's important to him. You don't have to beg him and coerce him to move in something that's important to him. You're important to him. What you face is important to him. You don't have to coerce him into working for what's important to him. Amen. He goes on and he says this, the work that we are doing is his work, so that prayer is not what we have thought it was, But it's fellowship. It's sharing. It's a community interest. What? Between me and heaven and the body of Christ. We are one in this, just as the vine and the branch are one. The branch cannot bear fruit alone, and the vine cannot bear fruit without the branch. So prayer is simply talking it over with God. Well, isn't that what we've been referring to? Getting His views, His will in the matter, His plans, and carrying out those plans with His grace, His ability, and His wisdom. Amen. Amen. Habits are children of our choice. We are what we make ourselves. This prayer habit will be born of your own will. What's this mean? You have to choose. You have to agree. You have to agree. This habit is hard to form for most people because they have made it a duty. Just as we do not enjoy those who we visit because it's our duty. We want those who love us to come and visit us because they can't help but be with us. That's the way we're to approach God instead of, there's my checkoff thing for my planner. And he says this, the names that are familiar to us in God's Westminster Abbey of the church are the names of those who pray. Men and women who have climbed the mountains of usefulness in the struggle with circumstances through prayer. Jesus was a man of prayer. He taught prayer not as a slavish duty, but as a glorious privilege. The more that I study the life of Jesus, I'm convinced that he did not exercise divine power in excess of what every intelligent child of God possesses today. The difference is that Jesus knew what belonged to him and Jesus used his rights. We do not know what belongs to us as we ought. Not knowing what is ours, we cannot use what is ours. Amen. Amen. God said this to Dad Seymour. Remember the man who spearheaded the Azusa Street Revival. He said, pray more. There are better things to be had in the spiritual life, but they must be sought out with faith and prayer. And then Dr. Summerall wrote this, prayer is actually the council chamber where divine commands are issued, where the believer receives solutions to his problems and receives the divine infilling of divine energy. Every outstanding person of God in history has been a person of prayer. It is not possible to possess great dominion and not return constantly to the master to receive instructions from him in its use. The act of praying generates omnipotence. Continual communion with the commander assures victory. Yeah, not just big words, but we got to be around the man of the words, and you saw it in his life. Amen. How much is offered us and how much is available to us? Amen. If prayer seems to be a duty, make it more intimate. Just talk to him as you would someone that you love being with, because the devil wants to paint it as something less and different than it is. Amen. But you get in his presence and it's like, we're not coming out. Not on purpose, right? Hallelujah. Stand with me to your feet tonight. Father, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you. One of the things he said to me tonight, he said, I just want you to take time to pray. And we did. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. Just lift up your hands, lift up your voice to him tonight.
Thank you.
We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Pastor Watts, I don't know. I haven't spoken to you about your building. I don't know what's... I know that you're in a different building. I don't know if it's something you're leasing or buying. But when I was sitting over there yesterday, God said, tell him I'm working on his building. His building. heaven's involved. Amen. Has a building for you.
Yes.
And you know something? I've learned this, that when people don't cooperate with the plan of God, God talks to you based on His will, not based on what people are going to do. Let me illustrate that. There have been times when I have been at home before a service and God said, when you get to the service, minister to such and such. Call them out, minister to such and such. And I get there and they're not there. Did I miss it? No, they missed it. Why did God tell you to do that? Because He spoke to me based on His will, not based on their obedience. And you have to learn this. God will talk to you about things and then it won't play out. It's not because God missed it or because you missed it. It's because people disobeyed. God speaks to you based on His will. He does not speak to you based on people's obedience. And I say that to say this. If you had it in your heart about the previous building, that was yours, that doesn't mean you missed it. People missed it. And I've seen this, that when God restores, when somebody doesn't comply, what God brings the second time around is so much better than the first time around. So much better. So much better. So much better. We see this. I'm just saying it's a better one than you were going after. It's a better one. We see this. God chose and anointed King Saul. But when he veered, the replacement was better. King David. It was said about King David, he was a man after God's own heart. That was never said about King Saul. Why? The second time around was better than the first. So if it seems like something was lost that you should have had, it's better second time around. It's better. It's better. Better second time around. Why? Because when God's movement is always on the increase, God's movement is God's movement is never. It doesn't get worse with God. It gets better with God. Everything gets better. So the longer it takes for that house to show up, the better version you're going to get. The better version. Because God's movement is always on the increase. It's always on the increase. So don't get sorrowful or grieving over a business, a relationship, a home, something that you thought was lost and now it'll never be as good. No, it's better. It's better. The restoration is better. The restoration is better. People, I got laid off from work and people fall apart. Are you kidding? That's because there's a better job, better hours, better pay. And the longer it takes for the better to show up, the better it is. Because it keeps getting better. I've been looking for a job for 2 months, Pastor Nancy. I can't find one. Well, just know this, over those 2 months, a better job, a better. It's just been getting better and better with the passing of time. Amen. The devil never gets the last word. The devil never gets the last word. Never gets the last word. In the plan of God, he never gets the last word. So if you made wrong decisions and the devil has said, now you have to settle for a measure of defeat because you made wrong decisions. No, God, when God restores, what happens over time? What happens over time? It gets better. It gets better. How? Now, how do we have scripture for that? The path of the righteous grows. So just know this, what you lost gets restored with something better. Every time. Every time. Every time. Every time. So don't cry over what was lost. It just made way for what was better. The devil thought he took God's plan, and all he did was vacate the place. Give room for better to show up. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To put that in your mouth when the accuser of the brethren paints your future as darker. Missed steps that are restored are better steps. They are. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Better, better. Stronger, stronger. Is the presence of the Lord. It's not going backwards. We're going forward in the presence of the Lord. I keep hearing it's better, better. Oh, my friend, it's getting stronger, stronger. We're going forward in restoration from the Lord. Better, better. Stronger, stronger. Here's the presence of the Lord. I will restore, says the Lord. Give you so much more. I will restore, says the Lord. It's gonna be better than before. I will restore, says the Lord. Come on, better, 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 better. Stronger, stronger.
Stronger, stronger.
Is the goodness of the Lord. Come on, better, 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 better. I hear this sorrow's gone. Restoration has begun. We're going up with a shout tonight. Yes, we are. No more down and out. He's been raised up. He's raised us up with a shout.
Before this attack. My strength greater than it ever was before this attack. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trust you've enjoyed this message. Visit us at DufresneMinistries.org to learn of our upcoming meetings, share your testimony, become a partner, or visit our online store. This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Dufresne Ministries.